As we've been reporting this morning, Boris Johnson has suffered another setback to his Brexit plans after the House of Commons voted against fast-tracking approval of his deal to leave the European Union. It's just the latest twist in a chaotic period of British politics. Against that backdrop, Cornelia Parker was given the role of Britain's official election artist in 2017. She's now in Australia to open a new exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, and she's in our Sydney studios this morning. Cornelia Parker, welcome to breakfast.
Oh, thank you. I'm here.
I suspect that for most of us, it's hard to imagine politics as something that might inspire great works of art, but for you, they do.
Well, when I was the election artist, didn't realise how tough a ask it was going to be until they told me that I have to be completely unbiased, so I had to be even-handed in the way I followed my quarry. but I found that was actually a great source of creativity for me, the idea that I would have to think about things from all three different directions.
You travelled across Britain in 2017 as part of that process. You went to campaign launches and other events. I think you had special access as well. Did the process of the election surprise you?
I was so surprised. Say for the Tory Party, for example, they were very inaccessible. The Labour Party were the opposite. They were very available. And that was, curious that the press couldn't get anywhere near, say, Theresa May.
And did that make it harder for you to sort of take a neutral look at the election and imagine how you might interpret it artistically?
I just immersed myself in the process and I didn't worry too much about, the outcomes, because this is the way I make work. I just kind of immerse myself and then everything starts to slowly make sense. And I made a film in the House of Commons called Left, Right and Centre.
I watched that. It probably requires a bit of description, I think, for our listeners this morning.
Well, it's about 8 minutes long and it features a drone in the House of Commons at night when it's pitch black. And there's a light playing on all these newspapers, piles of newspapers on the dispatch box in the middle of the House of Commons. And so at first you don't even know you're looking at newspapers, but you see this light creeping over them. And and then very gradually that it emerges. These have got headlines and there are newspapers. And the drone, and then it pans back because there's another cameraman in the house. And then you see the drone, so you realise that it's this kind of drone's eye view of what's gone on in the last few months.
It is a rather spooky film in some ways. What were you trying to say with that depiction of politics?
Well, I like the idea that the Saturday night, Sunday morning, that the kind of nuts and bolts of night and day, nothing happens at night, but during the night you can sniff around and look at the stuff. And then during the day, it's much more urgent action because the drone comes back with a vengeance and then starts to disrupt the pile of the paper, newspapers. It's almost like dive bombing the table and sending all these newspapers skittering all over the house. So by the time the drone is finished, the house is looking in a bit of a mess.
I'm very interested in your process because I've taken a look at some more of your work, and the way in which you develop your pieces is pretty incredible. I think you had a shed blown up by the British Army, and I wonder when I look at what you do, do these ideas come to you in a moment or do they take a long time to evolve?
I think they're a little mixture of both, really, because I think most ideas come from, little tiny chips of information that you gather over time, and then all of a sudden they'll coalesce and you think you've had a flash from from the blue that's a kind of flash of imagination. But I kind of think it's imagination's been slowly logging the these little bits of interest, and then it suddenly comes into fruition.
An example that people may know of, or if they're listening at home this morning may want to Google and take a look at, you put Tilda Swinton, the actress, in a in a glass case and got her to go to sleep. Where does that idea come from?
Well, actually, it was Tilda's idea. I mean, it was a collaboration, but she came to me and asked if I wanted to work with her. I mean, she wanted to sleep as Snow White in a glass coffin, which was much more theatrical and more, you know, she's an actress, so... but I've,
a bit melodramatic, and you said to her, come on, Tilda, do something more reasonable.
I thought, well, you know, just what about you just being absent, you know, but in full view, because you don't very often get to look at a famous person asleep. So the fact she was asleep and absent and not dressed up and not in costume, you know, you're no longer an actress, you're actually being yourself, you know, and the piece was more about the subconscious hours when you're not doing anything. And, you know, through our collaboration, she gradually came around to that idea. That was a good way to go. And then I put in other glass cases surrounding her in various rooms of the gallery, you know, famous objects from people who are long dead, you know, like Queen Victoria's stocking with a hole in it. and Wesley, the founder of Methodism, you know, his spurs were in the same glass case. So I had a lot of fun just juxtaposing these objects and their histories. And then Tilda was unfinished business. She was still kind of the maybe. She was still, she was, you know, at that point she hadn't won Oscars. She hadn't, you know, hit the mainstream. And so I'm sure that piece will be very different now.
I do want to talk about what you're doing here in Australia, but I feel I need to ask you about Brexit, because we talk about it so much in Australia. We watch what is happening in Britain, I suppose, with a degree of astonishment and amazement even. Not necessarily at the decision to do it, but the way this seems to have torn Britain apart. How do you view Brexit and this moment in Britain?
Well, I find it really kind of tragic in a way, because, you know, I'm a Remainer, as most of the people I know are, and we can't conceive of why you'd want to cut ties with the European Union, and we have all kinds of ideas about why Brexit happened, but I think it was gerrymandered the same way that the American election was gerrymandered. You know, there was lots of fiddling going on, you know, and there's been TV plays and documentaries and all kinds of stuff, you know, which makes you realise actually there's quite a few foreign players in you know, the story about Brexit.
Do you, given your interest in when you were the election artist, you know, going about the country and seeing the process, I mean, do you feel intrigued to go to those parts of the country where people have very strong views against, you know, yours? Mm-hmm. I mean, notwithstanding what you're saying about the process of the vote, it's very clear that a lot of Britain did want to leave, mm-hmm. and still do. Mm. And feels very strongly about that. I mean, are you curious? I mean, do you, given how strongly you feel the other way?
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not curious enough to go and want to do that, because I'm not a journalist. You know, I'm not, you know, doing the election artist was one thing, because you were putting yourself as part of the press pack, you know, that you were behaving like a journalist, even though you weren't. But I suppose what I can do, which journalists can't do, is switch off and say, right, okay, things that are much more important and pressing in the world at the moment is climate change, for example. I think now, so much stuff has been, time has been wasted over Brexit.
You're in Australia installing some works in Sydney at the Museum of Contemporary Art. What will people see if they come to view this?
They'll see big installations, and they'll see quiet drawings and quiet photographs. So there's quite a range of things to see, and they've been made over the last 20 odd years. Some things are new, some things are not. I'm going to paint on the window overlooking the docks with chalk from the White Cliffs of Dover.
Terrific.
So it'll be a White Cliffs of Dover drawing.
Well, it's been fascinating to talk to you this morning. I hope to get along and see it myself. Cornelia Parker, enjoy your time in Australia.
Thank you.
Cornelia Parker is a contemporary artist and served as Britain's official election artist. At the last general election, her work will be on display at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney from the 8th of November.